Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to Self-Care on Board with Geraldine Hardy. So today I'd like to speak to you about how you change and you maybe feel like you want to go back to the old version of yourself. And I just experienced that myself with the whole development of publishing this book. So I wrote this book last year and I started and stopped and I had to have other different experiences because I could feel that I have changed so much. And I couldn't keep up with my own change. So even the same friends did not resonate the same ways of being, saying things, speaking, topics, foods, training even. So when I created this cover, the first cover, which was a beautiful Tai Chi posture from the slow form, free, the Wuma style tradition, I looked at it and I had silver hair still. And I'm like, this was Geraldine 2.0 version last year when I was very weak and I felt I needed to belong somewhere and I needed to belong to a community and a group. And I looked at her and I said to myself, this is not me who I am now. And I worked with the publishing company. I said, you know, it looks all very cute, but this is not really me. And then we created a different cover already months before, and it showed an old ballet picture of myself. And I went back to dancing now, which is really my gift. And we recreated this picture with shadow and light. And I said, yeah, that's me. I've got the dark side. I've got the light side. I have the side that I can fight. And I have the side that I can love. And we all have both sides, yin and yang, masculine and feminine, tamas and rajas. And it is about embracing all the sides of oneself and accepting them. It's not about being perfect. And we strive to be perfect. And I wonder why. Because we're seeking approval from the outside world, external validation. If we do start seeking external validation, it's just not going to work. It's the same like when I post something and I'm like thinking, okay, this is not picture perfect, but life is not picture perfect. And this is actually only the message that I want to bring across, that we can allow ourselves to be real, to be raw, to be ourselves unapologetically. And nothing in life is perfect, but the funny part of the imperfection makes it so perfect. And change is something that we need to embrace. So I looked at the old cover and I said to myself, I'm going to change this. This is going to be part of a marketing campaign. This is me before, and that is the new me. And it is edgy. And I will definitely not be liked by many people, but that's absolutely okay. And even so-called friends, they maybe will not like the new version of me. And that's absolutely okay. Because you will know who's in your team or not. You will know who's really appreciative and respecting of you. And it starts with respect with oneself. And how much do you appreciate yourself? How much do you put yourself on number one place or second best? And it's with everything that you do. So if you have change and you cannot really, you know, you still are in this liminal space and you're wobbling around, don't go back. You don't go back to your ex. You don't go back to the previous job. No, there's a reason why you had this lesson. Cut it off. move on. And yes, it feels more comfortable to be in that certain environment that you know. But no, don't stay small. If there's an environment that has already not listened to you, has not respected you, has already betrayed you, has already lied to you, do you really think it's going to change? It's not. Unless you change, unless you set the tone on how you want to be perceived and how you want to be. And that just comes from within. And it starts with oneself. Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.